Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll have Predators General Manager David Poile coming up at 8:30, so looking forward to that conversation with him. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. The Preds back in action tonight, taking on the Vegas Golden Knights. They've been off for what feels like forever here in Nashville, but they had the bye week and then the All-Star break attached on to it. So they've been off since January the 26th and are now back out at tonight coming up against Vegas. And as we discussed yesterday, Joe, a game where if you can get this win in regulation, if you're the Predators, all of a sudden you would be, I believe, 6 points back of Vegas with three games in hand. So 6 points back of Vegas with three games in hand if you can get this win. And I talked about it yesterday. In the Central, I think Minnesota is the team I'm eyeing for the Predators to see if they could chase down. In the overall playoff race, you got Calgary to deal with, and you have Vegas, who's been going through a lot of injuries, and they've been struggling lately as well. So, needless to say, big game tonight for the Predators as they take on the Vegas Golden Knights. One thing that I'm starting to wonder and look at with this team, we talk about the direction and all that stuff all the time, and one of the things that always comes up is, okay, well, the Predators have never been bad enough to pick high enough to draft one of those top guys in the draft. But they did trade for one. And Cody Glass was taken as the first pick by Vegas in 2017, first pick in franchise history. I think he was sixth overall in the draft that year back in 2017. And we know what the journey for Cody Glass has been like. He's in Milwaukee last year. It took him a while to get things going. But recently, he has been placed into the top-line role for the Predators. He has 14 points in his last 19 games, and some of that has been with Philip Forsberg and Matt Duchene. Some of it has not been. But I do wonder, a guy that obviously people saw talent there when they took him sixth overall, he's 23, so it's not like he's old. Now, he's a little older when it comes to younger guys developing, but we've seen some late bloomers in the league before. What could the Predators have in Cody Glass as they move forward? We've talked about his confidence, the way that he's played. He's found the back of the net. Before the break, he'd scored in two consecutive games, and basically it had been in front of the net on both of them. What could they have in him as they move forward here? I don't know. I mean, it's what kind of player is he going to be? Is he going to be a good player? Does he have the chance to be an elite centerman that they've been looking for? I don't know that I know the answer to that yet. But before this season started, I thought that question was probably absurd. And with the way that he's played, the role that he now has, and the production that's starting to come along with it, at 23 years old, given where he was drafted, it does make you wonder, what exactly do the Predators have here, and what could Cody Glass blossom into as he continues to get more responsibility and more ice time as they move forward here?
It's a great question. And, of course, first of all, it's a much-needed story and development for the Preds. Although, last year Tanner Janot was the young guy who was, he was all the rage last year, and still, an important part of the team. Probably had one of those years that was, how many more 20 goal seasons will Tanner Janot have? I'm not ruling him out from having more, but there's probably some production reality in between last year and this year for him.
He's probably not getting one this year. Yeah.
He's not gonna get one this year. Yeah. I don't know with Cody Glass. I think there's a lot to like, and again, the fact that he is handling the matchups on both ends pretty well right now is a great sign. And what's the production for him? If Cody Glass, let's say he finishes out this year in the same role and he plays well, and he goes into full offseason, he goes into next year, and this is what he's going to be. What does a full season of production look like for him? I don't know what it is.
I don't know either. And it's an intriguing question, because you start to think about not only what they are right now and what sort of role he could play as they come down the stretch here. They need him to be really good. They need him to – I think the best-case scenario for the Predators is Cody Glass keeps playing the way that he's been playing, and they keep him exactly where he is, which is the number one center spot right now on their team. But – as you look forward and you get more experience and you're playing in that role with the confidence that comes with it, what can he be? The most impressive thing that I've seen from him is there's a couple of plays this year that he's made that stand out. There was one play, I think it was against Edmonton, kind of the first night that he really got this role, where he shut down McDavid's line with Draisaitl, which was impressive. But also he made a pass in that game. He's coming over the blue line, and it was just a quick one-touch pass right on the tape. And I believe it may have been Forsberg that was on the receiving end of it. It was Niederreiter. It was a quick one-touch pass right to Niederreiter. I was like, man, that's a high-level play that he made just kind of on the fly over the line. And that was kind of eye-opening to me, like, okay, there's some skill from Cody Glass there. And then a couple of goals he scored lately have been kind of those gritty, greasy-type goals right in front of the net, where if you're going to be a center iceman in this league and score, yeah, you got to be able to have skill and make plays on the rush and all that stuff, but you also have to be able to get in front of the net and score. I mean, Connor McDavid, as good as he is, he scores a lot of goals right in front of the net because he's there for the rebound. And he made a couple of those plays, and I was like, those were two eye-opening sequences for me from Cody Glass that I think illustrate where he is. And we've talked about it before. Confidence in sports is such a weird thing. Once you get it, I think some of your natural skill starts to come out, and I think Cody Glass has been putting that on display a little bit more often lately. He is a very good distributor of the puck, which is what he was drafted to be.
Yeah, great. Now, he's made some plays where you're like, I mean, and especially in the last probably 5-6 weeks, but really in the last month, we're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not just your average run-of-the-mill hockey play. You know, some people will look at 38 games, 18 points, but 14 of those 18 points since December 19th, 5 of those 7 goals in the last month. So, again, that's still a small sample size. I mean, if you want to go wild with this, you could go wild in Seattle with Elie Tolvanen and say, oh, he's going to be incredible, right?
Yep.
I mean, but the difference with those two is that Glass has had the injuries and a knee. And so, I mean, that sets you back. And then what does that do to your confidence? And you get traded, et cetera, et cetera. I also look at him and like, he looks slight to me still. I'm like, I feel like he could still put on some weight. But I mean, 6'3", 206. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah,
he's good size.
He's a good size guy, and he moves well. And that's the most important thing. Like, you know, a lot of people, especially we were just having a conversation about the way the game used to be played and the way it's played now in a lot of different sports. A lot of it back in the 80s and 90s in hockey was you were either big or you were small and fast. And now you've got a whole lot of big and fast around the league, and that's tough to deal with. And, you know, Cody Glass is not the biggest guy, but 6'3", 205, 206, pretty good-sized guy. If you can move along with that, that's what can make him really effective. Bryant from Memphis on the text line says, I think Cody Glass ends up being a better Ryan Johansson. Not elite, but really good. This is from Bryant from Memphis on the text line.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's some comparison. I mean, the comparison, you know, the thing with Johansson, it's always been there, is his vision and his ability to find people. And I mean, it's always been special. When Johansson wants to overpower people, when he's been at his best in his career, I don't know that Cody Glass can do the stuff he has done.
Right, you can't move him.
Yeah, I mean, and again, if you look at you look at the roster, it's only a 15 or like a 12-pound difference, but I don't know. Johansson is a much more physical type player,
right?
You know, but yeah, I mean, Cody Glass could definitely be the next, you know, number one center for the Preds, which first of all would make that particular move a massive success,
no question about
massive,
it.
Massive success amid all the, you know, fair criticism of a lot of moves that Poile has made in recent years. That one could turn out to be a heck of a winner. Can he be as good as Johansson at his best? I don't know.
615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Preds, take your thoughts on Cody Glass on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll get into more of that coming up next. We'll also get into a concern that I have, not with UC Soros, but with what he could be masking with this group as well. And I've crunched some numbers and taken a look at it. We'll get into all that coming up next as well. But first, Joe Rexroad has a word from our friends at FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yes, because this year, the only app you need at your Super Bowl party is the FanDuel app, America's number one sportsbook. If you download it now and use promo code Joe102, you can bet Super Bowl 57 with the no-sweat first bet. You get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if that first bet doesn't win. Of course, with FanDuel, you can bet your traditional bets. You can join up and just bet the point spread on the Super Bowl. but you can combine bets, player props, etc. for a bigger payout, all on a top-rated sportsbook app that is safe, secure, and very easy for me, very important for me, easy to use. And best of all, you paid your winnings instantly. If you join today with promo code JOTA to claim that no-sweat first bet on Super Bowl 57, again, my parlay right now is Eagles, Hurts over on rushing yards, Mahomes over on passing yards. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL, and you must be 21 or older, present in Tennessee, first online room and a wager. Only $10 deposit required. Refund issued with now withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789.
Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by Superbook. We are live from our 102.5 The Game studio, brought to you by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. It's time for another edition of Love Week, brought to you by A Moments Peace Day Salon and Day Spa in Cool Springs. As we have done every day, we are giving away these tickets, or this gift card on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, a chance to win a $100 gift card to A Moments Peace Day Salon and Day Spa in Cool Springs, and you'll be qualified for a chance to win a $1,000 Genesis Diamonds gift card as well. Today's Love Week question that you will answer on our text line, again, our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. In honor of Valentine's Day, being a week from today, what is the best Valentine's Day gift that you have either given or received? Multiple options. What is the best Valentine's Day gift that you have either given or received? Hit up our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Michelle Knezovic is the judge and ruler in this competition.
One week from today.
She is very much looking forward to judging this competition today. 1 week from today, and kind of felt like that was like a reminder to somebody, the way she said that.
That was. I also think it was smart that we can remind people, so maybe whoever is the winner, it'll be a good...
Could sneak up on you.
Yeah.
Did you mean to say 1 week from today, Ryan?
No comment.
Hey, Ryan!
It's probably still sleeping. Actually, just kidding. It's 8:15.
I'm sure he's hate texting us about how Jordan's the greatest athlete in the history of all sports.
He's actually on LeBron on this one because him and I have had very heated discussions, and I have to walk away.
Oh, boy.
He says LeBron's a GOAT?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of you, Ryan. I don't even think you have to buy Michelle a Valentine's gift anymore.
What?
I'm so proud of that take.
Come on.
615-737-1025. We'll have David Poyle, Predators general manager, coming up here in about 10 minutes on the show. You know, I talked about, we're having the Cody Glass discussion, and we talked about late bloomers in the NHL, and Bryant from Memphis actually brought up on the text line exactly who I was thinking of when I said that. Tage Thompson in Buffalo, who was drafted by St. Louis, I want to say, it was either 17 or it may have been 16. He was drafted by the Blues, eventually gets traded to the Buffalo Sabres, I believe in the Ryan O'Reilly deal. He was a part of that. And you look at his first few years, I mean, he wasn't as high of a pick as Glass was. I think Thompson was 26th overall, but still a first-round pick. And you look at his first few years in the league, 9 points with the Blues, 12 points in 65 games with the Sabres, in play but one NHL game the next year after that, 38 games in 2021 at 14 points. So you're talking about like his first 4 full years in the league, really nothing. Didn't do much of anything offensively. And then all of a sudden, boom, 38 goals last year, 68 points. And right now he's got 68 points in 50 games, has already scored 34. He's probably going to score 50, 55 goals this year. I'm not saying Cody Glass is going to be that. Just when you point to examples of late bloomers, it's not always like Connor McDavid coming into the league and immediately being successful. Sometimes it takes some time.
Yes. Now, how many other stories are there like that in the league? Because he's an extreme.
He's a big extreme. I don't think there's a ton. I'm just saying
it's possible.
It happens.
Well, this goes along with just the – I mean, it actually is. So, Malik Willis. I mean, I'm just pulling – top of my head, but, like, just, it does happen that people improve dramatically in the course of their career. I mean, again, I would look at Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen as examples of that too, who early on, kind of like I wasn't too high on what they were going to be, and then – they got a lot better. Different sport, but I'm just saying it can happen in pro sports, even after you get into pro sports.
It can.
Now, Cody Glass, you know, don't know. Is Cody Glass going to be a – again, like if you're going to be a good centerman, I mean, you know, you want him to be like a 20-goal scorer and a 60-plus point guy.
Right.
Can he be that? I feel like he can be that. If he plays like this last month, well, that's that pace. That's better than that pace. So,
well,
it's 1 month.
I think, again, like the Tage Thompson example is a good one. It's not a perfect one because I think Thompson is way more of a goal scorer than Cody Glass be. But the playmaking ability, I mean, can you get yourself – and now some of that depends on your line mates too, like who you're playing with because, you know, I could probably go play with Connor McDavid and score a couple. He'd just bounce in off my back or something like that. So it matters who you're playing with. But right now he's playing with Duchesne and Forsberg. I mean, as this roster is currently constructed, you probably can't ask for two better guys to play with than Duchesne and Forsberg right now. So he has taken advantage of the opportunity to this point, and I think he's going to be a very big factor as to what they do and or maybe don't do coming down the stretch. So we'll see what goes on with Cody Glass from that standpoint. One thing that I was looking into yesterday, and I'm always interested to kind of get a gauge this time of year, so right after the All-Star break, a lot of the media are kind of like conglomerated at the same spot over All-Star weekend. And we see a lot of these mid-season like NHL awards list of who's leading things and all that stuff. And pretty much every list that I saw either has Saros in the top 4 to 5 or in some cases as the Vezina Trophy favorite coming down the stretch based on the way that he's played. Now, his numbers after a slow start, they're pretty darn good. He's a .274 goals against right now. And he's a .920 save percentage. And if he plays the way that he's played the last month, month and a half, those numbers are going to continue to get better as they go down the stretch here. So I saw that. You know, Mike Kelly, friend of the show, had him as his Vezina winner. Now, keeping in mind that the Vezina Trophy is voted on by general managers and really has nothing to do with the media. But it just goes to show you that he is in the conversation for the Vezina Trophy. And it got me thinking. Obviously, that's great. He's playing at a high level. Sometimes I think we probably don't talk about him as much as we should based on the way that he's played. And the high level that he plays at on a nightly basis. But it has me wondering, like, if you're a Predators fan, obviously you love UC Saros in the way that he's played. How concerning is it that he was a Vezina Trophy finalist last year and the team barely got in the playoffs, and now he is on the path to be a Vezina Trophy finalist this year, and as of today, they're not in the playoffs, and the odds would tell you maybe they won't get in the playoffs based on the numbers. Like, if he's playing this well, how has that not translated to more success on the ice? I mean, you're talking about elite, elite, elite goaltending that they're getting.
Yeah, well, I've heard this from fans, and I mean, I think it's fair. I mean, basically, I think that he has inflated how good the team is.
Yeah,
I mean, the team, like if the Preds had average, above average goaltending with this group, then I think they'd be probably looking at selling at this next deadline, I think. Quick aside on that, by the way, as I look at the standings, are the Blues about to
I think they're about to sell.
They're about to just tear it up, aren't they?
I think so.
Five losses in a row.
Well, and they're
great prediction by me that the Blues and Preds would be the 2-3 this year in the
well, you were not
Central.
Alone.
My goodness.
But you did predict that UC Saros would win the Vezina Trophy.
I did.
And it's alive.
But I thought he'd win the Vezina Trophy for a team that was second or third in its division and not, you know, somewhat comfortably in the playoffs. That's the thing. I mean, I don't think he's going to win it. We've already gone through the whole, like, how many people. It's very, very rare to win it for a non-playoff team.
It's rare. So, it's happened, but it's rare.
So if he's going to win it, then they're going to also come along with him, right? And they're going to have to, like, the group's going to have to play better, too. It can't just be that he's saving their bacon and then they don't get in.
And the other part of this, and we've talked about this with awards before, too, but it's like this, I think, in pretty much every sport, regardless of who's voting on it, whether it's the media, whether it's the players, whether it's the GMs in this case, like, which it will be with the Vezina, they do take into account the whole picture, but really what matters the most is how you're playing down the stretch. Like, that's the most recent body of work that you have, and that's when the votes are made. So how is Saros playing down the stretch is going to determine a lot of how this goes.
It does bring me back to 2 years ago when he was astounding down the stretch and he wasn't a finalist, which was
– that was unbelievable to me.
Actually, the fact that he wasn't a finalist 2 years ago was last year. Like, all of it is hard to –
it's hard to fathom.
But he's good enough to be right in that group, you know, right now. I mean, unless something changes, he's right in that top, what, top, just not in a given year, but just where does he rank among goalies in the NHL? Just
he's quality. Top three goalie.
Top three.
He's top three goalie. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Predators General Manager David Poile. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knazovic here with you on this Tuesday morning. And as we do every Tuesday morning at 8:30, we go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Predators General Manager David Poile, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. David, good morning. It feels like forever since you guys have played. We're glad to have you back on with us this morning.
Thank you. It does feel like forever. The breaks are welcome to a certain extent, but you're always wondering exactly what your team is going to be like when they come back, especially when we ended with the three really good wins at home against top teams. So, but in practice the last 2 days, guys seem to be really energized and happy to have the break. So looking forward to the start of the stretch drive here.
So, David, to that point, you mentioned it. You guys with three consecutive really good wins before the break there, and the way that they had been playing. I mean, the New Jersey Devils win, you skated with them. That's one of the fastest teams in the league. So, given the way that you guys were playing before the break, how excited are you for the test tonight coming up against Vegas, a team that's right in front of you in the playoff standings?
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. This is what it's going to take to make the playoffs. Is we have to beat these teams that are close to us or what have you. Like, for example, I believe they're 11 games over 500 or 6 games over 500. You get the math here. We win tonight, it goes to 7-10. You're pretty close. If we don't win, for example, it goes to like 5-12. That's a bigger mountain to climb. So I think everybody's aware of that. We're going to have to play our best hockey in this last 34 games. But since we had a real good meeting with our team after poor performance in St. Louis a couple of weeks ago, the players seem to be playing much better as a team. I think the confidence is there, and it starts in goal with our all-star goalie Saros, and I'm pretty optimistic that we're going to have a really good finish here. So starts tonight.
David, we've been talking today about Cody Glass, who obviously high pick and has had injuries, and everyone, I would think anybody who follows this team saw the, when you told him he was making the team, and it's a great story. But in the last month or so, maybe 6 weeks, it seems like there's just a different gear that he's found, a different level he's reached as a player. I guess, first of all, did you foresee this when you dealt for him, and what does this mean both for the rest of this season but also even down the line, do you think, if he can maintain or even improve on this level?
Well, when you make a deal for a young player that really has not been really given the opportunity combined with a big time injury, I don't think that game goes away. I think it's there somewhere. And as I said before on the show, I mean, to me, it's this is like the tortoise and the hare. I mean, Cody just it's not giant steps. It's just baby steps with him and a little bit more each time. And you anybody that has seen him, he just is starting to flourish, if you will, in terms of not only on the ice but his personality. I mean, I think he's, as they say, comfortable in his skin. I think he's starting to believe that he belongs. I think he's, getting his game back, which was representative of one of the higher picks in his draft year. So really happy with that progress. I mean, he's just he's got some really good playmaking ability. He's competing really hard. And earlier in the year, for example, he was given a chance higher in the lineup and he just couldn't do it. But good for him. Good for us for sticking with him. And again, it's we need more offense, and Cody seems to be helping Forsberg and Duchesne. So like that line a lot, and really happy with the progress of Cody Glass.
David, when you take a look at just the calendar right now, we're less than a month away from the NHL trading deadline, and we've talked to you you know, a few weeks ago about how conversations to, at that point really had not started all that much. Have you noticed an uptick in conversation? Do you expect that to come in the next couple of weeks? Where do things stand as far as the deadline is concerned right now with you?
Well, during our break, a big deal with Horvat went from Vancouver to the Islanders for a first pick and younger players. And that's a typical trading deadline deal, and it's probably one of the biggest deals that will be made. And as soon as that happens, it's like dominoes. Everybody gets on the phone, and they feel like you're going to miss something if you don't get in there. So to answer your question, yes, there's been a lot more conversations. And I'm assuming the next question will be relating to ourselves. And to me, I'm talking to lots of teams, but I just want to see how we continue to play here. And I mean, we're really on a day-to-day basis. It's as simple as what we just talked about a couple of weeks ago. We win those three games at home. I mean, puts us in a better situation. We win tonight against Vegas. I mean, I think we're starting to get more confidence. So, most of it's going to happen, at or near the deadline. We know that, but I'm sure just like the Islanders in Vancouver, they wanted to get ahead of it. And if, if something presented itself that was favorable for something we want to do, obviously I would do that. But I can tell you right now, there's nothing imminent with the Predators.
How do you view the picture in the West, David? I think, Colorado, of course, has been banged up this year, but I'm sure most people would look at them and say, yeah, they're going to probably figure it out and be there. I mean, they're so talented, getting healthier. Vegas is banged up. You play them tonight. Maybe that's a team that could be vulnerable. I mean, do you basically, where do you see your guys in that picture, and do you feel like there are some teams that can be pulled back to the pack so you can get back inside the playoff picture?
There's a combination of, for sure, it starts with us. The better we play, obviously, the better chances we're going to have to make the playoffs. I believe, historically, and this is not going to be an exact situation, is you've got to play approximately 12 games above 500 to make the playoffs, which is 94 points. We're currently six games above 500. So that equates to 20 wins, 14 losses to get to that. I'm not, that may not be a guarantee, but that's what we've got to do. That's certainly doable. We certainly play the teams that are ahead of us. So we have opportunities to play those classic 4-point games to make a huge, huge difference. But these teams, like Colorado, I think they're plus 10. Calgary had a tie last night or lost in overtime. They're plus 7. Edmonton looks like they're a good team, but they're plus 10. Minnesota lost last night to the Coyotes. They're plus 9. I mean, we got to catch somebody. One or two teams is who we have to get over. They're in the same situation. Their schedules are probably similar, playing the same team. So, we probably need a little bit of help in terms of, it would be good if one team could get on a roll and one other team could go the other way. So, it's complicated, but let's make it pretty simple here. If we get to 94 or 95 points, we've got a good chance of making the playoffs. So right now, you can just control what you can control. And our team's got to keep playing the way we've played the last week at home.
Predators general manager David Poile with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. And David, I'm interested just for your thoughts and the reports that you've gotten on the play of Luke Evangelista, an AHL All-Star for you guys. He's got 34 points, 42 games in his first full year of pro hockey. What have been kind of the messages from Milwaukee and what you've heard about Evangelista and his development to this point?
Yeah, really good for a first year player. There's things that he needs to work on. Size, strength, a little bit, the pace of his game, but it looks like he's going to be a really talented offensive player. He makes great plays. I think his goal scoring will pick up as the more he plays. I mean, I think there's a little bit of a timetable for him, but I would say maybe starting next year, he would be a guy that might deserve to get some games. So I certainly see him as being an offensive type of player, and we're looking to put more guys like that into our lineup. Similar to Cody Glass that we talked about earlier, or Tommy Novak, who is playing really well for us right now after playing in Milwaukee for his third season. So I like some of the young guys who are coming in. You picked a good one there with Evangelista. I think he's got a good chance to be with the Predators probably at least a little bit next year.
And this is a little further away probably, but I'll throw another one at you because I know at The Athletic we've had the rankings and you guys came in 10th in the prospect pool rankings that Scott Wheeler did last week. But Joakim Kemmel, if I'm saying his first name correctly, what about him? What do you see in him down the line at some point?
Well, his team right now is not going to make the playoffs over in Finland, and depending on how this plays out, we have him signed, so he actually might be able to play in the latter part of the season in Milwaukee if this team does not make the playoffs. So we've been in constant communication with him. Again, like Evangelista, I mean, he is a goal scorer, an offensive player. He should pan out, hopefully, to be a top two-line player for the Preds. But again, like all younger players, he's got warts in his game, and his development's the same thing. Size, strength, a little bit more pace. Just please remember here when we're talking that when we're comparing our younger players to say the Titans are an NFL. I mean, these guys are 18 years old. I think Evangelista just turned 20, and when you NFL drafts guys, they're in college 4 years and they may be 21, 22, 23, something like that. So, they're more developed physically and have more experience mentally. So, Milwaukee and our farm team that we have is really important to the development and the success of the Predators.
Well, David, it's a big game tonight. We're looking forward to getting back at it here in the unofficial second half of the season. Thanks for joining us this morning, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That's David. Predators General Manager David Poile, our guest, joins us every Tuesday morning at 8:30, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. It's coming up next. It's time for Preds Pick to Click here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025. If you are the first caller, you'll have a chance to guess the goal scorer for the Predators tonight. If you get it right, you'll win a pair of tickets to a future Nashville Predators home game. So we'll do that coming up next. Let me tell you about my friends at FanDuel Sportsbook. This year, the only app you need at your Super Bowl party is FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Download FanDuel now and use promo code ROB so you can bet Super Bowl 57 with a no-sweat first bet. You'll get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. FanDuel lets you bet on everything from the money line to point spreads to who will score a touchdown. I'm going with the Eagles in this game. I'm going Jalen Hurts as an anytime touchdown scorer running the ball, but you take it any way you want to take it, all on a top-rated sportsbook app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Best of all, you can get paid your winnings instantly, so join FanDuel today with promo code ROB to claim your no-sweat first bet on Super Bowl 57. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 deposit required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. And it is that time of the day, time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road, presented by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty and Superbook Sports. Preds back in action tonight, taking on the Vegas Golden Knights. Puck drop at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6 o'clock here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. The standings in Preds Pick to Click are as follows. Myself, Robbie Stanley, in first place with 12 correct answers. The listeners with 11, so right behind me, Joe with 9 correct answers, and Michelle Knezovic with 7. So a spicy competition in Preds Pick to Click heading down the unofficial second half of the regular season. With that in mind, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Brian from Murfreesboro, today's participant. Brian, thanks for calling in. Who is your pick to click tonight for the Nashville Predators?
I'm going to pick Cody Glass.
Going with Cody Glass, so the man of the hour. Brian, thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir.
So Brian going with Cody Glass in the competition.
That never happens to me.
Who, as I said, is he scored two games in a row before the break there. So
no,
let's see if he can keep going.
5 of his 7 goals basically came between between January 5th and the break. So really, 5 of his 7 goals in less than a month, right? Yes. Yeah. Lasted a month.
And Joe, I know I said you were first today, but I lied. I'm actually first today. I'm just kidding.
Dude.
Just wanted to see.
Now oh, my God. Actually yes, Robbie. Is a conspiracy.
All right. Glasses off the board. Joe Rexroad, your pick to click for the Nashville Predators. Got him flustered.
I mean, I'll go Forsberg. The thing is, it should be excitement. Like, yes, you took someone other than Forsberg. I'll take Forsberg. But I'm not, I don't know. I don't ever get to go first when Forsberg's on a hot streak. It's another conspiracy. But I'll go Forsberg.
Glass and Forsberg off the board. Michelle Knezevic, your pick to click for the Nashville Predators.
Okay, this is a tough one because I'm also not really sure who I'm going to pick, so I'm just going to kind of throw a name in there because they've been off for a bit. But I'm going to go with Ryan Johansson tonight.
Ryan Johansson, the selection from Michelle Knezevic. So Glass, Forsberg, and Johansson off the board.
Now you get the Duchesne hat trick. Congratulations.
I will go with Matt Duchesne tonight on a pass from Cody Glass and Philip Forsberg. So nice couple assists for Glass and Forsberg tonight, and Duchesne scores twice.
You don't get extra points for that if it happens that way.
Glass, Forsberg, Johansson, Duchesne, the selections in Preds Pick the Click, presented by TJ Anderson, Homes of Benchmark Realty and Superbook Sports. Big one for the Preds tonight. By the way, Preds fans, tune in to Smashville Live tomorrow at 6 o'clock from Bridgestone Arena, live from the Nash Vegas event. The Nash Vegas event is a ticket event. For more info, visit NashvillePredators.com. Smashville Live brought to you by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, Little Harpeth Beer, and Superbook Sports. So a big one for the Nashville Predators coming up tonight. David Poile mentioning in his last segment with us that nothing imminent was, I believe, the quote from him on the deadline to this point with the Predators. But as he pointed out, big trade while they were on their break. Bo Horvat goes from Vancouver to the Islanders. We've talked about that. He signed an 8-year extension worth $8.5 million, so the exact same as the Philip Forsberg contract. And typically, Joe, when a move like that gets made, people start to pick up the phone. They start to look around and look for their moves as well. So I'm interested to see if here in the next week or two we see a couple of more moves in the NHL.
Yeah. And on the Preds front, I just don't think anything all that interesting is going to happen.
I don't either.
But trading deadlines are trading deadlines, and we will have fun guessing.
Well, the thing about this is the picture, as he pointed out, it can change so dramatically, really, with each game they play, just based on the spot that they're in right now. If they lose tonight, you're 54 points. You know, Vegas is all of a sudden, they're back to being 10 points ahead of you. And you've got three games at hand, but they're 10 points up at that point. Like, tonight's a huge swing game as far as that concerned. You know, Colorado's right in front of you. They got a huge one tonight taking on Pittsburgh. You know, Edmonton's in Detroit. You know, all those teams that are kind of like right there with you. The picture can change on a nightly basis as to what you think you're going to do at the deadline.
I mean, shoot, even the Kings, you know, the Kings have a 9-point edge, but the Preds also have 5 games in hand.
Exactly.
On them. You know, there's a lot that can go on. Now, what if it goes really bad for the Preds?
Well, then something interesting could happen at the trade deadline.
In theory.
In theory. It'd have to go pretty bad.
Yeah, it'd have to be real bad. Like, the Blues right now are basically sealing their fate, you know. 5 losses in a row. There's all kinds of different names flying around who wear St. Blues uniforms right now, who may be in different cities. The Preds would really have to bottom out, I think, for David Poile to be a serious like seller to the point like talking about a significant player on this team to get picks.
I knew we'd get this at some point. Dennis on the text line says, "Cool, Cody Glass has almost as many goals as Ellie Tolvanen."
Yes.
On the text line. He does.
Yep. But in both cases, most of their production has been, since the move. Tolvanen in a new city, and Glass, not that it's related to Tolvanen at all, but it's just how it's worked out. He has just moved up in the lineup, and he has taken advantage of it. But and we'll see.
We will see. I got a texter that says, Lankinen potentially worth a lot if traded. Is Askarov ready to back up if Lanky is traded? They're not trading Kevin Lankinen. And I don't think he'd be worth a lot. I mean, he's a backup goalie.
I mean, it's been a nice year for him. He's helped himself a lot after last year's numbers, which I just have to look at last year and say, wow, the Blackhawks make a goalie look bad.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, you know.
But it's also like on the Askarov front, like I think it would be, you know, we can talk about Tomasino and all that stuff. Like, that's a different situation. I think it would be malpractice to put Askarov in a situation right now where he's not playing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he needs the reps. By the way, I didn't ask about Tomasino this week. I failed.
I noticed that.
We were asking about other prospects. Tomasino's on that prospects list too.
Well, maybe he'll come back next week.
A guy who has played an entire season with the club.
He's probably like, David Poyle's probably got like a sigh of relief right now. He's like, thank God.
Yeah.
Retro didn't ask me about Tomasino again.
This means that there will be two Tomasino questions next week. I don't know what they'll be. Like, when's he coming up? And then like, so, what kind of cheese curds has Tomasino found in Milwaukee? I don't know. The second question is up for grabs.
Got a lot to get to on the rest of the day for the station. Chase and Michelle is coming up next. Jared Stillman is out live at the Super Bowl as well. So make sure you tune in later today for Stillman & Company. Live from Radio Row, brought to you by Social Furniture on Charlotte Avenue in the Richland Creek Shopping Center. Pay no money down and no interest for 1 year right now during their tax refund sale. I'm interested to see if Jared has anything to say about the salary cap and or A.J. Brown today. So we'll see.
Caroline's on here on the text line trying to get into this Kapanen stuff.
You started stuff.
Start your own website called Kapanen. We don't need you on the text line when it's not your show. And Jared better have some A.J. Brown stuff. Right? Did he get some A.J. Brown stuff last night?
We'll see. Chase and Michelle coming up next. That does it for us. We'll be back at 6 a.m. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3, The Game.